This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
So, I was digging in my garden today, as I am wont to do, every day, and lo and behold, I dig down under the soil, and guess what I find? Guess what I find, everybody? Super Don.
Hot
Super Don
gold.
Was there in my garden. Do you hear him? Can I hear him?
Hello?
There? He's back! Yes. First segment, everything. You know what's the craziest thing? To reach down and find a potato head. In my garden. No, it's not Super Don. A bunch
Mr.
of potatoes.
Potato heads. Right.
Yeah. I was looking at the old potato plants that I'd planted earlier in the year, not long ago. And I thought, well, they look a little dried out, even though I'm watering them. I think they don't like the sun's going up hotter every day. So I said, oh, you know, I'm just going to pull them out and I'm going to plant some onions. Lo and behold, underneath the soil there, well, I don't know how many pounds of potatoes. 5 pounds of potatoes. Boom, 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 boom. So it was a harvest day, inadvertent. I didn't expect it. Planted some more tomato plants, transferred some of the potatoes as well, and good day out in the garden, sun-kissed. I went and watched my son practice his pole vaulting because I won't be at the meet. I'll be in New York City when he's doing a state meet. But a good outdoor day, Super D. And you made it all the better when you told me what we had planned for the show today was not going to happen, but something even better was going to happen. And that something better is Jeffrey Smith. Our good buddy Jeffrey Smith, yeah. So thank you for doing that. I'm so excited. We're going to be together in Canada, but I couldn't wait. I was like, get Jeffrey Smith on, and I didn't expect it would be today, Super D. Well done.
Well, yeah, I didn't either. You never know. With he's such a busy guy that I would just roll the dice, and I what's good when you roll dice? Seven?
You know what? Yeah, seven. I don't know what it is, actually.
Okay.
But I think what happened behind the scenes, and tell me if I'm right here, Super Don was like, dude, Robert's really pissed off at me from yesterday. Jeffrey, please, you got to do the show. Get me out of the doghouse because this is just, he's a diva, that Robert. He'll never get over it. And, of course, you got him. So I'm like, what's up? Super Don is super again. So that's probably what happened behind the scenes.
That sounds totally like me, doesn't it?
Totally. You know, another exciting thing, we've got the cannabis, cure cancer with cannabis symposium up there in Detroit, June 3rd. Sierra Riddle and her son Landon, we plan to have them on in the second hour to preview that. And, of course, this very weekend, May the 5th, and we have it in the show notes, sign up. There's only 50 spots available, and as far as I know, it's free. Dr. Daryl Joffrey and me, RSV, in New York City. On Saturday. See, I got to count back. I don't know what's coming up. Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th, 3 to 6 p.m. in Manhattan. So check it out. CompleteWellnessNYC.com is hosting it, thanks to Leanna Werner Gray. Now, first story of the day before we have Jeffrey Smith join us. It's, let's see, if I mention kids, everybody listen, pay attention, kids. If I mention the name Senator Richard Dickey Pan, what happens? Well, okay, they're on. All right, the kids are ready. If I mention the fact that AB 2756, the bill in California that was going to regulate homeschools, mandatory inspections, put a list knowing every homeschooler, every parent, and where they are at all times, and it went down in flames, what would you say, kids? it. All right. So the kids are with us. There's no education that needs to be happening because these are homeschooled kids. They know what where it's at. They know what's happening. But truth to, well, stranger than fiction in California, they actually defeated an anti-homeschooling bill. Now, they're going to say, well, it wasn't anti-homeschool, Robert. We just wanted to make sure that every home that is a homeschool has to have all of the same stuff that our public education centers have. You got to have sprinklers. You need to have this. Yeah, yeah. So basically every home would now have to meet the so-called codes of a public commercial government indoctrination center. And that was just the beginning. Because that was the step then to say, okay, now we're going to inspect and see how these kids are. Are they being abused? Hey, are they being vaccinated? What this is very interesting. All of these homeschool families in California, that none of these kids are getting vaccinated. That's medical neglect. Medical abuse. You know, you could see where this was rolling. And man, did the homeschool community in California come out in force. AB 2756 defeated in the Assembly Education Committee when no one came forward and, you know, voted for the bill out of committee. Yeah, nope, they just said, let's just drop it. I don't think this will be a good thing. Senator Richard Dickey Pan, I hope you are nervous at this point. Because you have woken the sleeping giant in liberal, leftist, communist, socialist California. The parents there, whether they be left-leaning, because a lot of them are, and that's not it's not me doing a dig on them. Listen, I have a lot of friends who are on the left side of the political persuasion. As long as they don't want to violate my right to liberty, property, that kind of thing, we're good. We can get along. But in California, they wanted to violate, and they have, your right to self-determination, the right of the family to care for the child until they reach the age of majority, and then unleash them if they so desire, if they're ready, without being medically molested by vaccines, by the likes of Senator Richard Dickey Pan. And so they had hundreds, if not thousands, of people flooding the government halls there in Sacramento when this was going on. I mean, hours. And in fact, there were so many people on the, I think it was the fourth floor, they said, that the air conditioning couldn't keep up. You want to talk about serious body heat, Superdon? And nobody was lighting a match. Nobody was smoking. There was no spontaneous combustion. It was just, the heat was on in the California legislature. And this is, you know, this is a good story overall, although there's a lot more bad that's still happening in California. But perhaps now they have reached their limit, their extent to which they can run roughshod over the family. Now, this doesn't mean the battle is over. It's far from over. It's still an attempt that will continue to come back because the legislature that has been purchased by the vaccine industrial complex will not be satisfied until every California child is vaccinated according to the CDC schedule, which is rife with conflicts of interest as well. And so they're not going to stop. There's too much money involved here. They've just kind of been put on pause. They realize, oh my gosh, we got to figure out another way to go here because the homeschool community is more powerful than we are. And this is one of those glaring examples of the cartoon, which I love to mention this, Superdon, your favorite, of all the people standing on a big, wide wooden plank and the politician at the podium on the other end of the plank that's hanging off of a cliff. And at any moment, if the people realized it, they could step off the plank and the politicians would fall down the cliff. It'd be over. Withdraw consent. So that's the next level here. Obviously, they're fighting back against unconstitutional power grabs and mandates to take children and vaccinate them against the will of the family and or educate them according to the family's belief system rather than the state's. But that's a secondary step to withdrawing so much consent that the state no longer has the authority to rule because it's not applying the Constitution constitutionally. So overall, folks, this is a good day for California. But I'm not ecstatic because there's still a lot of threats. There's still a lot of loss of liberty that has happened, and there's going to be a good luck trying to regain it. I'm still encouraging the good people of California to leave and set up a homestead somewhere else, somewhere that respects the family. And those who remain, if they break California up into three different states, perhaps you can go back into one of those states out of the three or maybe two that have some semblance of constitutional limitations on the actions of government against the sovereignty of the people, the sanctity of the family, marriage, and the children. fruits of the marriage shall not become wards of the state. But folks, I'm asking you, please look deeper into this issue. I've only hinted at it over the years because it's too untenable to consider for most of you that you ask permission to get married. That's your first mistake, getting a license from the state. Because it is your birthright, your right to choose who you want to spend the rest of your life with and create your own little tribe. And then the sanctioning of the life of a child via stamping them or basically granting them a certificate of birth by the state is if it isn't enough to record their birth, their life, in your family Bible, whatever that may be. No, we have to have the government make it official? Really? People weren't alive until the government said they were alive? I'm telling you, folks, that's the level to which you're going to have to get with the program here or get off of their program so you can start living free and not as chattel according to these contracts of adhesion. Homeschooling, absolutely. If you can do it, moms, dads that can, God bless you. You're more amazing than I am. But at the very least, to be able to send your kids to a private school without also them being mandatorily medically molested as they are in the state of California, thanks to SB 277, Senator Pan, and the others who were bought by Big Pharma. So, anything that I've left out on this one, Super D? I know you always got little bits and pieces. Just want to check in with you before we bring Jeffrey Smith into the mix.
No, I mean, this is, you know, we have a lot of things to say a lot of the time about California. They're kind of behind the times when it comes to a lot of places that the rest of the country seems to be making progress. But this is good for the homeschoolers, and especially in light of, you know, as we've said before, and you've said, the SB 277, where they basically drove kids out of the public schools into a situation where they had to be homeschooled if they didn't want to be vaccinated, right?
Right.
And so,
exactly.
You know, of course it makes sense that they're going to now come down on the homeschoolers. Homeschoolers have been persecuted for a long time. You know,
sure they have.
So, they doubled down here, but this is good news that they've...
This is what's coming up, though. There's further assaults. Look out for AB 2943, which would ban certain religious books, conferences, and counseling. AB 2119, which would force foster parents to become complicit in transgender revolutions. I'm not kidding you. It's insane in California. Don't rest on your laurels if you're going to stay there. You're going to have to dig in and do some serious constitutional battle. But in the meantime, we got your back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN and around the world, UK Health Radio and other places. And right now, YouTube, go to robertscottbell.com, find out what we're doing next. And we'll be back with Jeffrey Smith after this break. No more GMOs, folks.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount out today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11, do 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events this weekend, New York City, next weekend, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Hello, all you hockey pucks. Guess who's going to be joining me there? My brother, my hero, my champion for non-GMO, for organics now, real food, for real people. Jeffrey Smith is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How are you, my friend?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. RSB, good to talk to you.
Yes, and if the crowd doesn't go wild, I did enough going wild knowing that you were going to be on the show tonight to make up for everybody. So we're going to be together at Total Health, and I know you've got a series of lectures. We're going to get to that as well. But I want to catch up with you because it's been a while since we've talked, and, you know, you've got your finger on the pulse where we kind of catch it a little bit further away from that. And so, you know, I've been reading about home genetic engineering, not tests, but actual kits that you can start genetically engineering things at home. Is that for real? Is this a science fiction movie that you know, coming through the Marvel Adventure series? What's happening?
Well, there has always been the ability to, like for a high school science class, to genetically engineer bacteria. But now, you know, this is really interesting. There's a genetic engineering home lab kit that I just pulled up online for less than $2,000. And it also, I just want to add one other thing, and that is the gene editing techniques, like it's called CRISPR-Cas.
Right.
It doesn't matter what it's called, but the basic concept is that you can very, very inexpensively and relatively easily, if you already have a lab, it'll cost you almost nothing to start making new organisms. Now, what this amounts to, interestingly enough, is like handing out a bunch of bombs to kindergartners, or let's say chemistry sets where if you mix the wrong thing, it'll be a bomb. So it's like you don't actually know what you're going to get. The most common side effect of genetic engineering is surprises. With massive collateral damage that can occur in the level of the DNA. And I'm going to give you a description, and then I'm going to describe why this is really, really serious and dangerous. So the CRISPR-Cas9 crowd is trying to say, oh, it's so precise and it's so predictable, we shouldn't even call it genetic engineering. Let's just call it
breeding. I've heard them say that,
yeah.
They want to call it breeding?
Yes. Now, I was in Holland last week, and their government said that the EU should not subject gene editing to GMO policy, that they shouldn't require labeling for products that have been gene edited, and they should just be allowed to be done in the background. Now, the concept that it is really precise and safe was blasted by at least three studies last year, and I commented about them in a Huffington Post article, where they did three mouse studies, and they used CRISPR-Cas9, and usually, and I found this out, and I found it in one sense shocking, in other sense it was just business as usual. The reason why they say it is so precise and safe is because they have a computer-generated predictive system to figure out what could go wrong, and then based on this computer model, they say, we can live with that, and then say it's completely safe and predictable. But when these people did a CRISPR-Cas gene edit on a mouse, or two mice, and they actually sequenced the genome, didn't just look in the computer, but sequenced the genome, there was about 1,900 mutations up and down the DNA. And nearly none of them were predicted by the computer model. And what this means is that the actual results of genetic engineering are so far more dangerous and more surprise side effect ridden than the model, but they're ignoring that. And there was two other mice experiments where they had major deletions of up to 600 base pairs and others and major damage, all of which goes basically ignored. And it's just like what happened with the genetic engineering that we know now. Years ago, it was introduced as precise, predictable, and safe, and they ignored the fact that it was creating new allergens and increasing levels of existing allergens, not to mention the spray-on Roundup and the pesticide produced from within corn. So it's absolutely a boondoggle. Now, the problem here, Robert, is that we have been very successful in getting companies, food companies, to stop using GMOs because of the consumer rejection. What if consumers don't even know about it? What if people don't pass their edits and just introduce it wholesale?
That's where this is changing the strategy. We need to talk about that with you. Jeffrey Smith, my guest this hour. We're going to be together at Total Health, Toronto, Canada. Coming up next weekend, we'll tell you more about that as well. Stick around. We got a lot more to do.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the United States and world of Health Talk Radio continues now with my brother Jeffrey Smith. We're going to be together at Total Health. And we have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If y'all haven't been there yet, it's my third or fourth year back. I don't know at this point, but it's a great time. The folks in Canada are really welcoming of us crazy, silly Americans, Jeffrey. And apparently well enough that they've invited us back. I'm just glad to be there with you.
I really like that show. It's got some hardcore people there. It's fun. They've got food on site. And there's like three or four lectures at the same time, plus all these exhibitors. And the exhibitors are actually, I spend a lot of time in those booths because they have stuff that you can't get down here.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And like you said, I think they've done a great job of screening out some of the riffraff that ends up in some of the shows in the States, quite honestly. It's a mixed bag everywhere you go. I'm not saying put your sensors off. We always have to have them on, but I have to say they've done a great job, and I'm really looking forward to being back up there. I'll be speaking on the immune system, as always. I'm going to go a little bit more into neurological degeneration diseases this year because there's too much Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's going on, happening at younger and younger ages, much less autism in younger ages. But that'll be a big part of it. I know you're going to be speaking, obviously, on some of the things we're previewing here on the GMO front. And, you know, we were moving from, you know, this ability for very little money, if you already have a lab, to set up the ability to alter genes. But the big issue, as you left us with before the break, is that they're trying to convince governments that these are not really genetically engineered things. This is just a normal breeding thing. It's a little technical, yes. But in that case, how do we strategically, because you've been successful strategically for so many years now to push back in an extraordinary way, the groundswell of people, no astroturfing in this regard. But if they're able to not even make the distinction that it's a genetically engineered product, what do we do then?
Well, you know, I want to use purchasing power and appeal to policy. Trying to win just on policy is very dangerous because basically Monsanto, which is being bought by Bayer, they dictate policy to the U.S. government, so it's hard to get the government to change. I still want to do that, and I want to do that wherever I can, you know, with maybe the European Union, et cetera. But I would like the food companies and the retailers to realize that if there is a gene-edited mushroom, for example, that gets introduced and it's not labeled, the only way people can eat mushrooms if they want to avoid GMOs is to avoid all mushrooms that are not organic or are not labeled non-GMO. And that means that the entire mushroom industry, I use mushrooms as an example because there is a gene-edited mushroom not yet commercialized but essentially approved. And it means that every single mushroom seller will be alerted to realize they could lose money because some company decides to genetically engineer a mushroom and introduce it. And so if it's like the salmon, we've gotten so many chains and restaurants to sign an agreement that they will not offer it, it would be great if there was some economic pressure by the food industry, not only on the developer of these GMOs, but also on the government to change its policy to make sure that there is labeling, etc. So it's interesting that when the DARC Act was passed 2 years ago, which was congressional elimination of the state's rights to label GMOs, they threw in there this boondoggle saying, well, the USDA can create its own labeling regime, and maybe it'll just be like a QR code that you have to scan with your smartphone and then wade through a company's website to figure out if their product is GMO. So, and they were going to offer the USDA an opportunity to make a lot of loopholes and exceptions. Well, some of these food companies that came out against labeling in 2012, 13, and 14, some of them actually are in favor of labeling, Campbell's Soup first and then others. And they started leaving the Grocery Manufacturers Association, which was the front group for the food industry and the biotech industry that had given tens and tens of millions of dollars against these state campaigns for labeling. Now the Grocery Manufacturers Association has lost so much money from the pullout of these major food companies that they actually told the USDA in an official submittal that they want real labeling of GMOs, which is shocking. Because they were against real labeling of GMOs and spent tens of millions of dollars to make that real. So I think what's happened is a lot of these major food companies have quietly been removing GMOs, and they're actually in favor of labeling so that they can stand out as being a non-GMO product. And so their best interest is in consumer education because they started to get with the program. So it's possible that we, if we can add gene editing into the labeling and make sure that gene editing is covered in that labeling, and we don't know what the USDA is going to do. They could be entirely pro-Monsanto and ignore the newly reborn Grocery Manufacturers Association, or maybe there'll actually be a consumer-friendly labeling program. I don't know. But it is important, and I would recommend everyone to subscribe to responsibletechnology.org, because as soon as they come out, we're going to need your signature. We're going to need your voice, because we're going to rally the troops one way or the other to make sure that the labeling works for us. And so I don't spend a lot of time trying to convince the government,
right.
But now that we have the food industry in part on our side, we have a chance. And if we can convey to the food industry that they're in danger of losing sales by not including gene editing and synthetic biology and other things in the labeling scheme, then we might be able to win even at the level of U.S. policy, which would be amazing.
Yeah, Jeffrey, and we've also learned within the last week there's been more press releases, news coverage of those who have studied the glyphosate issue, and they say they're finding it in everything. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. I mean, they keep listing and expanding all the things that were not supposed to be contaminated with this substance, and yet everywhere, everything. Is this raising the stakes? Is this raising alarm bells within our regulatory agencies at all?
Because actually, at a regulatory agency, someone at the FDA was testing their own crackers and cornmeal and found glyphosate residues at levels that were higher than that which was allowed, and the FDA never told the EPA, which is in charge of knowing this stuff, because it wasn't, quote, an official sample. Because they, you know, it was one of their guys that tested it, and so it wasn't an official sample, so it was a way to hide the truth so that there was no controversy. And this is, unfortunately, how our government is working, trying to hide the truth, and even hiding their own scientists' levels of detection, which prove that the amount of glyphosate is above the legally allowable level. And the legally allowable level is way above what is biologically active. So just to give you an idea of how far off it is, they found that a small amount, a tiny amount of Roundup in the drinking water of rats caused non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The EPA allows the amount of glyphosate per body weight per day in humans to be 437,000 times more than the amount of glyphosate per body weight per day that the rats consumed. So they are so far off of, and one of the reasons they're far off is that they don't look at low-dose effects. So
no, that was one of the things that covered yesterday, Jeffrey, I believe it was. They're acknowledging something I've been screaming about on the radio for years. They've never analyzed the cumulative effect of low dosing over time, much less the interactivity with other pesticides and fungicides and herbicides, right? It's not one thing at a little bit.
Right.
It's a lot of things at a little bit.
They don't even look at the full Roundup. They just look at glyphosate, and there's products in Roundup that are 1,000 times more toxic than glyphosate. But since Monsanto didn't declare it as an active ingredient, they're ignored. But when I talk about low-dose effects, it's not only accumulation, Robert, it's also the endocrine-disrupting low-dose concept, where, and this is counterintuitive to some people, if you take a certain amount of a endocrine disruptor at a high dose and you increase the dose, it'll increase, let's say, the toxicity. If you lower the dose, it'll decrease the toxicity, lower, 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 lower. And if you lower it to really little, it'll start to increase the impact. All of a sudden, the body's reacting to it in a different way and causing massive changes. If you reduce it even further, there's even more impact. And so there's a high, high impact at a very low dose, and then if you increase it, it goes down, and if you increase it, it goes up. So that is a U curve on a graph, high on the left, high on the right, low in the middle. That's well known for endocrine-disrupting chemicals, and yet even though it's been in the scientific literature for almost two decades, the EPA entirely ignores that effect and does not require any tests by these companies on low-dose effects. In fact, there was a set of lower-dose effects that were found, not quite that low, but some low-dose effects found on glyphosate that did not reproduce at higher effects. And so the EPA said, oh, it must not be treatment-related because it's only showing up at lower doses. And so they allowed it on the market, and now they never looked back and realized, oh, my God, we're missing the low-dose effects, and these low-dose effects are causing damage in every organ and gland of the rats and mice that were tested.
Jeffrey, we have a couple of minutes with you left, and I wanted to get into previewing for our Canadian listeners, and we have plenty of them that are coming to Toronto. What can they expect? Are we going to go through some of these things? Will they have more empowering information? Because that's what we want to really bring to them.
Well, one of the most empowering things that I'll be doing there is showing the film Secret Ingredients, which is I've been working on with Amy Hart for over 3 years, and finally it's done. We had our world premiere recently at a film festival in Colorado. Now we have our Canadian preview at the festival, at the Total Health Show, where it's about families that heal. This is the film Secret Ingredients. It's about families that heal from serious conditions when they switch to organic food. We have two families that had autistic sons, and they no longer are autistic. We had a clinic, a chiropractic clinic, that put 92 couples on an all-organic diet who are infertile. They all have children, no failures. Every single one that switched to an organic diet and went through their protocol now has children. We have people who are cured from cancer, depression, and skin conditions. It's very uplifting, and it's the first time we're showing it in Canada.
Jeffrey, I'm excited to be with you there. Bring out the organic non-GMO popcorn, which I think it is, and we'll enjoy watching Secret Ingredients together, among other things, at Total Health Canada. Y'all check it out. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including responsibletechnology.org. Be at the ready if we need to ask all of you about this new technology, gene editing, synthetic biology. We got the alert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, before we go to Toronto, we got New York City, and it's going to sell out fast. The tickets, I believe, are still free, and that's going to be happening on Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th, with Dr. Daryl Joffrey and me, RSB, and it'll be at CompleteWellnessNYC.com. It's the host, but that's not where you get tickets. You've got a link up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. More upcoming RSB events. Just scroll down in the notes. You'll see RSB and Dr. Daryl Joffrey immunity lecture. And there'll be a link through to getoffyouracid.com/power to heal. And I'm going to click it right now just to see what happens and see if it indeed is going to tell me that the tickets are free. Because I told him you should charge $500 a piece. We'd still sell out because it's New York City, right? They're used to that. you know, I think
I'll
they pay
you
20 bucks
for 500 bucks.
I know. I think they pay 20 bucks just to go see a movie. Maybe that's an undersell. I don't know. But it's 3 to 4 o'clock. Dr. Joffrey, I'll be on after that, and then we have a big Q&A session. We've got book signings, all kinds of things, and get off your acid and lock in your seat, your name and email, and it's a limited number, but it is a free event. Yes, I'm just confirming it is a free event. And then after that, of course, we have the Total Health in Canada. That's May 11th, 12th, and 13th. Then coming back mid-May for the Best Answer for Cancer, 17, 18, 19. And then we have the 10th annual, well, let me see that, Treating Cancer with Cannabis. And we're going to talk about that next hour with Sierra Riddle in Detroit, June the 3rd. And we've got the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, and that's June 10th through 12th in St. Paul. And remember, Food as Medicine in Curacao. And that's going to be happening August 5th through the 11th. Use code RB0700 to sign up now, and you've got plenty of time to get there. All right, folks. Now, back to school, and it's not a Rodney Dangerfield moment. This is an absurdity. This is a Florida story, or what we call Florida.
What is it right with you guys?
I don't know. I'm getting out of here, though. But Florida, a dad was upset over homework. Right? Like, why were you upset over homework? Don't you want your kids to have homework? Well, not too much, all right? But apparently this was a public school, which is what I call a government indoctrination center, and they went to Westside High School in Jacksonville, 11th grade, okay? 11th grade. My son's in 12th. He's graduating this year. My daughter's way younger. But in any case, this is just wildly inappropriate, this homework. So they were asking questions about a baby's blood type, for instance, in this test or quiz or some homework assignment, and they used the word baby daddy, and they dealt with a woman who's... Yeah, and they were talking about a woman who had slept with her ex-boyfriend and his best friend. I mean, is this a math question? What is going on? So If you want, it's like you like subject matter. You're going, okay, I'm already going, this is really weird, right? Why do I not support government indoctrination centers? This is one of many reasons. Now, here's the specific question as it was written, and you can look at it in the show notes and link to it. You can read this actual quiz question or homework question. The question reads in part: Ursula was devastated when her boyfriend broke up with her after having sex. Already, you're like, what is this? What? Then it gets even better, or worse, actually. Yes. And I'm quoting now. To get revenge, she had sex with his best friend the next day. What?
Yeah, hold on a second. Something's not right here, right?
Dude, how did the now?
So listen. I mean, listen. The purpose and the intention of the word problem was legitimate, but the way that they worded the scenario here is insane. Because at the end, it's like, okay, so you know, if the baby has a O type blood and her boyfriend has AB and she has whatever, and then at the end of it, it says if her baby daddy is her ex boyfriend. Then what is her baby's possible blood type? So this father, rightfully, was kind of outraged, right? You know, he says, you know, these types of questions and topics and stuff should be left for, like, reality TV with, you know, so-and-so sleeps with somebody else and then breaks up with them and sleeps with their friend. And, you know, this is not something appropriate way to ask a math word problem in school.
No, I mean, this is a Comedy Central or the White House press correspondence joke, right? But no, this really happened. Now, we're not saying that the Duval County schools have endorsed this. This is probably a rogue teacher
they did
thinking.
No.
Right.
They did. They actually said, listen, this was not part of the regular curriculum. We are not sure where this came from. So it sounds like it was a teacher kind of just taking creative license on the math homework.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, get your kids out of government indoctrination centers, or at the very least, you must have a meeting with them every day after school to find out if anybody gave them this assignment, okay, or anything like it. Because you got to deprogram these kids from the government. I'm going to leave it at that because I want to say words I'm not allowed to say. Hey, take a deep breath. Next hour, World Asthma Day. Also, a deep breath if you're vaping because you got kids with cancer. We got cannabis to cure it. Here a riddle because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.